Chapter 99, Early Days Yet. Chapter 99, Already. What an achievement. Where does it all come from? Where does it all go? What little I know of such things. Soon, very soon, Chapter 100. Ah, but these are merely numbers. Days come and go. Surely it's what we do with them that counts. But what do we do with them? Melody is back from the hospital and feeling her way back home, keeping the injured foot lifted, just as the doctor said to do. Better lying down, of course. But first, she goes into the kitchen looking for a bite to eat and discovers that the pet crab, Hermit, of course, has vanished without a trace from his box. Melody searches high and low, but there is no sign of the critter. He never said much, but hey, you could still miss a guy like that. Maybe it was a jealousy thing. You never can tell with crustaceans. She looks almost accusingly at Tripod the dog, who, as ever, is not giving a whole lot away, his aim being only to please. The silent type, says Melody. She looks under rags, sifts through newspapers, used cotton buds and tea bags. She opens lids and doors, peering in. She hops to the bathroom to where, one could imagine, a crab might like to be, in a dank, damp place to get some thinking done. He isn't down the back of the sofa or under the sink. What an undesirable habitat that is. Would a crab of that size get under the door and go forth into the world without a word, no note, no sign, no nothing? Melody scans the floor for a discarded shell, scratch marks, traces of sand, anything. The fact is, in some way or other, Hermit, or Hermita, has been the inspiration for a number of songs. Don't ask how or why. We can't fathom these things. Don't get to choose the muses. Songs like Shed This Skin, Come Out of Your Shell, Who Are You? Admittedly, not much has come of these songs, but that is not the point. Baffled, deflated, Melody drags her throbbing foot to bed, propping it up there on pillows like Nurse Julie would do. Where are you now, Nurse Julie, when I need you? Tripod lets out a sigh, head on paw, brow furrowed as if he knows too much or not quite enough. Either of those things being potentially unsettling.